when the causes that people are behind are more important to them than the system is in jeopardy. And so you see just even people moving from place to place in terms of where they think it's more sympathetic to their way of being and what they're like. You know, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, California moves to Texas and so on. And you're seeing not as much respect for the Constitution and the legal system, because you have a win at all cost. So, for example, if you have the dispute between, let's say, Disney and the Florida governor, in the past, there would have been almost mutual respect for different points of view. But what you now get back is you get back to a power conflict. Well, you know, what would the odds put? I'll ask you what you think the odds are. That, for example, in the next presidential election, that neither side accepts losing. You know, I'd say almost too close to call. And what is the possibility that states do not follow the directions of the Supreme Court decisions? Because the Supreme Court decisions can be viewed by one side as a political decision made by the other Supreme Court, and how do we get around that or whatever, just like sanctuary cities. In other words, I will not follow that rule. And so now you start to have a breakdown of the system, and you have power politics determining things.